A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Each year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. There is so much in this passage. We read about law and tradition, about parenting and trust, about rites of passage, about parents' feelings, about faithful Jews, about a young boy's joy at advancing to another level of maturity. There is a tone of responsibility and a wide range of feelings. There is the freedom of adolescence and the ongoing weight of parenting. Joseph's responsibility is to go to the temple. Jesus goes to the temple because he has reached the age of 12, the age he can participate in this awesome Jewish feast of Passover. He also is of the age for intense religious instruction. Did you not know I must be in my father's house? Jesus, an intelligent and well-brought-up Jewish boy, was having a fine, enlightened time with the teachers of the law. Mary goes because she wants to. She wants to share in Joseph's commitment to his ritual and sacred tradition. Sources say women were not required to go. So at the conclusion of the Jewish festival, Mary and Joseph start home, trusting that Jesus is with the others, not too concerned. But when they realize he is not with anyone else, they, with fear and beating hearts, turn around and go all the way back to the temple. Fortunately, they find him. "Did you not know I must be in my father's house?" Poor Mary, poor Joseph. I imagine we do not have the whole story here. What we do have is one of Mary's opening remarks as she, in relief, sees her son. "Son, why have you done this to us?" I'll bet Jesus really had given no thought to what he was doing to them. He was having a splendid time of it, listening to the leaders of the law and asking them questions. Perhaps the adults in the temple figured Jesus had cleared it with his parents, that he stay behind a little bit. And so they had a little conversation and then started home. It seems to have been a learning moment for everyone. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor. Today is Holy Family Sunday. Many parents feel richly blessed to have children, to have a family, to enjoy love and relationships. But many do not have the luxury. Parenting for them is one crisis after another due to troubled children. Some struggle with finances and long to give their children what they need, and occasionally what they don't need but would love to have. Many parents are fleeing with their children from a troubled homeland, and they fear for the safety of their children and of themselves. Today we stir up some gratitude for the family we have had, imperfect as it may have been. Reading today's gospel reminds all of us of the reality of the basic unit in society, the family, and what pluses and minuses go along with that. It can also take us to another level of family, where we expand our vision of the family of earth, of church, of community, of friends and co-workers. It is a day to thank God that someone would miss us if we were not present in that family or community or circle of friends. We thank God for companions and spiritual directors and close friends who take us as we are. When we are about our Father's business, what does that look like for us? Hopefully, it is a time of asking questions, of sharing interests, of learning, and of going on to seek more of the kingdom of God, but also to remember where we came from and to enjoy that groundedness of faith and that rich heritage that spills over with love and grace each time we celebrate this feast of the Holy Family.